Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So this weekend, I kept running into people. I had a little bit of social interaction this weekend, not crazy amount. But inevitably, in almost every conversation, the vaccine came up. Because some people have the vaccine, some people don't have the vaccine. Did your parents get the vaccine? Have you gotten an email about the vaccine? I feel like, based on social media comments and interaction, and then just this little sampling of my own, there are a lot of people who are becoming more and more concerned. And I don't want to say... I don't know if it's jealousy about who has the vaccine or who doesn't, but I think people are growing impatient. Like, if there's a vaccine out there and I want it, then I need to know where I am in the line. And of course, I will allow other people who are in great need and at risk of death to get it before me. But somebody needs to communicate with me about where I am in the line. That's what I'm sensing. Norman Leahy is the Virginia columnist for the Washington Post, and he joins us this morning. I'm assuming that your reporters and your own digging around, you're seeing something kind of similar, Norman?
Well, and it's interesting how this plays out across the country, mm-hmm. John. There's a real patchwork of who's getting vaccines, who's not, what the problems are, and where the problems aren't. It's interesting how much we may learn from a place like West Virginia, which is vaccinated more than 9% of the population, twice as much as Virginia has, second only to Alaska, which is vaccinated 10% of its population. An ad hoc approach has resulted in ad hoc results about who's getting their shots. And I think what it all comes down to in most cases is a lack of supply, compounded with a lack of an adequate plan, mm-hmm. and that the planning was basically left in the hands of government, which is not always the best at planning. you remember the old joke, John, Milton Friedman version was, if you put the government in charge of the Sahara Desert, there'd be a shortage of sand in 5 years.
Right.
So, you know, that I don't want to make light of the situation, but that's kind of what it feels like right now.
Mm-hmm. What's concerning to me, and I hope that Dr. Avula will come on at some point this week. He's been very nice, and again, I'd like to avoid playing politics with this, especially at this stage when people are desperate for it. I mean, it's more responsible just to try to talk through how to get the vaccine out instead of trying to, you know, score political points or take scalps. If we're not running out of the vaccine, then I don't think that it's fair to talk about the vaccine shortage in Virginia. I mean, it'd be one thing if you had nurses lined up and they went to the refrigerator and it was just empty, but it doesn't sound like we're getting the doses out that we already have. Is that an accurate statement?
Well, and that's a problem that needs to be addressed. Mm. And Dr. Avula has talked about this, is that if you go to the Virginia Department of Health's dashboard, it looks like there's a gap between the number of doses that have been distributed, which means available for use, and those that have actually been administered, put into arms, of about 600,000. Well, why does that gap exist? Why is it so big? And nobody seems to have a firm answer for that. And I found actually what was most disturbing over the weekend is the incoming director of the Centers for Disease Control said, we don't know how much supply there really is. We can't tell you when you're going to get your supply. And that is not what you want to hear from somebody who's theoretically closer to the top of the food chain about supply issues. So where is it coming from? Why is it taking so long, apparently, to get into people's arms from storage? And yes, there is more supply coming. We need to make that clear. Mm-hmm. More supply is coming. And then there may be more manufacturers. Johnson & Johnson, for example, may have a single-shot vaccine. They will theoretically produce results for that sometime in February. They could get emergency approval for distribution. That could, if it works and is approved, could substantially increase the available supply. AstraZeneca, another one, could have, by April, a nationwide approval for vaccine distribution within the United States. So more supply will come, but the initial rollout has been, I think, to call it rocky and uneven, is being charitable.
You know, something that I haven't seen in print very often, and I've been loath to bring it on air because I don't trust everything I hear, but I got a phone call last week telling me that certain wealthy people in Virginia and a couple of elected officials had kind of inappropriately tried to insert themselves into the line, vaccine. And we're told, no, you know what, your number hadn't come up yet. Just because you've got money and just because you have this title doesn't mean that you can jump the line. Is anybody covering that? I mean, that's predictable. I could have told you 3 months ago when the vaccine comes, determining who gets it and who doesn't get it, especially if it's not readily available to the entire population. It's inevitable that that's going to happen. But I haven't seen those stories. Have you?
I've seen some of them, not specifically about Virginia, but vaccine tourism is a thing.
Right.
I do know, for example, that actually speaking of Virginia, in Hampton Roads, for example, people are going from there into northeastern North Carolina, where they apparently have more doses available to get their shots because they don't have enough supply in Hampton Roads. Mm-hmm. There are stories of wealthy enclaves, Florida, New York, other places, jetting to various parts of the country, even various parts of the globe, to get shots. There was a story over the weekend, I think it was, of a high-end tour group based in London offering its clients, they had acquired a private supply of vaccine, and they were going to fly people to, I think it was the United Arab Emirates, where they could get their shots and then come home.
Wow.
Not cheap. So yeah, vaccine tourism is a thing, and you're exactly right. When you have a tight supply, a black market inevitably crops up.
Yeah.
And that may be what we're starting to see here and there.
Wow. And real quick before I go, you had mentioned in one of your emails to me about the death penalty debate that's going on in the state legislature, the push to abolish the death penalty. Where do things stand on that now?
It's moved ahead out of the Senate Judiciary Committee and has gone over to the Finance Committee. There does seem to be a concerted push to get rid of it for a host of reasons. Some of them very old, people just with a moral objection to the death penalty, period. But it seems to have, it definitely has the governor's backing. It seems to have some votes, at least in the Senate. We'll see how far it goes. And Virginia only has two people currently on death row. So it's not like, we're not like Texas, which seems to be a little bloodthirsty in how it applies its death penalty. But that does seem to be advancing, and it does strike me that we could have a real law and order debate in the statewide elections come November. That will be something to watch.
That's my next question, Norman. I mean, you've watched Virginia politics up close for a long time. I have, too. Normally, Democrats would probably be loath to let this be a premier issue in a statewide election in Virginia. I mean, in other states, maybe it would have more appeal, but they seem to be going for broke on stuff like this.
Well, and it's not just this, it's eliminating mandatory minimum sentencing and some other criminal justice issues that they, I think, carried over even from their extended summer session. Mm-hmm. So it's not an isolated piece of legislation moving forward. That seems to be a package, and there are others that we can talk about in the future, John, getting rid of the right to work law, for example, that's been floated out there, Creedy's idea to raise taxes, et cetera, et cetera. So I think the idea that Democrats really are going for broke, I think that's true in a lot of ways. And we'll see, have to see about how that plays out. We can talk about that in the weeks ahead.
We'll do it. Norman Leahy, the Virginia columnist at the Washington Post. Thanks, Norman. I enjoy talking to you always.
Take care.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.